Casey Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back again for another football coaching edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming to you here from Kansas City, Missouri, per usual on what is all of a sudden here, foggy Kansas City, Missouri, here on Tuesday, December 23rd, 2025. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Again, football, men's, women's basketball, women's volleyball, women's soccer, so much more. Spring sports will be around the corner. Well, we're still sort of in the middle of winter. Not in the middle of winter, or the beginning of winter. Not in the middle of winter, I wish, but we're only in the beginning of winter. It don't feel like winter around here, at least right now, at least this week. Christmas, and I would probably say by far, definitely the warmest Christmas. I'll take that. I'll take it. But yeah, it'll be January here, the new year in January for too long, and it'll be back to its crazy Midwest cold temps. But anyways, thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. We are on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast, even not an everydayer of this podcast. Before our 25 is out, you might want to hit the subscribe button, hit the like button, hit the alarm bell as well every time I update your content daily. Yes, sir, daily, every single day. Y'all be notified about it. Yeah, so again, coaching staff is fastly now with Texas A&M out of the Coastal playoff and Colin Klein back firmly back at home in Manhattan, Kansas. His coaching staff is turning in, coming in, and coming out. And it's really filling up fast now. It's 4 coaching hires in the last 2 days. 2 more happening on two happen on Sunday, and 2 more happen as I sit here record this podcast on Tuesday morning. Marcus Woodson is going to be now was hired to be the co-defensive coordinator. Not only that, he'll work alongside Jordan Peterson, who was named defensive coordinator on Sunday, right? He's going to be the new DB's coach, defensive backs coach, there at K-State in the upcoming 2025 season. He's coming over from Arkansas, where he was also co-defensive coordinator for the Arkansas Razorbacks. He was over there for the last 3 seasons over there. And now he's coming not too far. The Kansas State. Excuse me. As well. But in a press release here, again, reading all this from KTSports.com. Quote, "My family and I are incredibly excited to join the K-State family." Woodson says in the quote, and then it continues here. And also, here we go again. So, let me finish this out real quick. So, let me see. Quote, "I am grateful for the opportunity to pour into our players and help build something special here in Manhattan," end quote there as well. And this is will be, and out of all the coaches so far, this is going to be Marcus Woodson's first stint in the Big 12. He's been in the SEC for 5 years, and in the course 3 in the ACC there as well. And again, another connection within this Colin Klein coaching staff, right? Nick Toth, I recorded that already. Nick Toth and Jordan Peterson crossed paths at Fresno State. Same thing here. Same thing here with Marcus Woodson. I almost said Marcus Freeman. Marcus Woodson and Jordan Peterson. So they have worked together before at Fresno State back almost 10 years ago, back in 2014, there as well. So all these little connections is quite fascinating. Learning more about these coaches as we continue to fill up the staff coming in the new year of 2026, as the new era of K-State football, 2026, new era Colin Klein, right? So yeah, kind of fascinating. Fresno State now used to be right up there in the mix in the Mountain West. I don't know how they are now. Obviously, they kind of fell off quite a bit. But back in the heyday, like early 2000s, around that time for 2000s, even probably going all the way through, probably 2015, 2016, Fresno State pretty competitive now. And there were talks of Fresno State maybe, this is a long time ago. This is not now, but Fresno State coming over to Big 12. This was pre-merging, right? So there's that. But speaking of Colin Klein, Colin Klein talks about Marcus here. Quote, Marcus is a great addition to our defensive staff. Quote, he is of high character, hardworking, and a winner. I am excited for him to help lead our defense and develop our secondary, end quote, there as well. So, a little more on Woodson here. This is Pro Watcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer, Marcus Woodson now will pair up with Jordan Peterson as defensive coordinator and co-defensive coordinators. And Woodson will be working with the DBs for Kansas State. So Fayetteville, right? Woodson helped in his first year at Arkansas. He helped the secondary to its best pass defense in 12 seasons, allowing just a shade over 200 yards per game and ranked 31st nationally that year. A 99-plus spot improvement from the previous year there as well. Arkansas allows fewest yards per game in a decade there, while Woodson's secondary also contributed to the Razorbacks' national leading 5 defensive touchdowns there as well. And in year 2 of the Arkansas regime, Woodson helped the Hogs open the season with their first shutout in 6 seasons, in addition to road victories at Auburn and Mississippi State. Against the Tigers, Woodson saw the secondary pick off a season-high 4 passes and break up 6 others, while they picked off a pair of passes against the Bulldogs there as well. Woodson joined the Arkansas staff after spending 3 seasons at Florida State as the Seminoles defensive backs coach and defensive passing coordinator. In 2022, he turned a unit that helped the Seminoles rank 4th in the nation by allowing only 165 yards passing per game. Woodson coached the safety Jamie Robinson to his second straight All-SEC first-team honor back in 2022. And as he led Florida State with 99 tackles that season, it was the second straight year Robinson paced the defense in stops, as he had 84 tackles and an ACC best 4 picks in 2021. Robinson was the latest in the line of Woodson peeps to be selected in the NFL draft when he was taken in the 5th round by Carolina in 2023. It was the 7th time in 4-year span under Woodson that a projected player, including 2020 first round selection, Noah, oh my goodness, I am not going to say that last name, who was the 30th overall pick by the Miami Dolphins after Woodson coached him through a move from wide receiver to defensive back upon his arrival at Auburn in 2018. Florida State had 8 different defenders grab at least 1 pick and forced 20 total takeaways in 2021. FSU picked off at least 1 pass in 8 consecutive games to end that season, the longest streak in the nation, to finish out the 2021 season that tied for the longest streak in the country at any point during that season. In 2020, Woodson's defensive backfield at FSU was responsible for 10 more pick takeaways, added 4 more forced fumbles. He helped continue that development of the All-SEC first-team selection, Asante Samuel Jr., into one of the nation's premier defensive backs in the country. Samuel finished that season by leading the all-active ACC defenders with 29 career pass breakups before being selected in the 2nd round of the NFL draft by the Los Angeles Chargers. Woodson went to Florida State from Auburn, where the Tigers won 17 games over the 2028-2029 seasons. 2019, as the co-defensive coordinator, Woodson helped the Tigers rank 8th nationally in third down defense and red zone defense there, while he coached... Okay. That's got a funny, just got a funny text. I'm sorry. The Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer, resume and a highly good one from your new co-defensive coordinator. That, in the person of Marcus Woodson, I want to keep saying Marcus Freeman. It's not Marcus Freeman. Marcus Freeman, those of you kind of scratching your head, is the Notre Dame head coach. Marcus Woodson is your new co-defensive coordinator slash defensive back coach. And it's a space for herself right here. Florida State, and I know Florida State very well from obviously watching a lot of SEC football and a lot of Florida State football at that matter. yeah, man. So, again, the defense just got another, just got wiser and a lot more depth. There, obviously, Jordan Peterson, Nick Toth, and now you have a Marcus Woodson on the staff. Colin Klein has done a great job, right? I gotta tell you, just by reading all of these bios and resumes and all these accomplishments on the defensive and offensive side, it's very helpful to get to know these individuals as well. Well, I don't know. Well, obviously, I don't know him personally because I just got hired. but just reading this, these bios, one by one, helps you understand what Coach K-State is getting, right? So there's that's exciting. But Woodson, he coached at Memphis here. I want to say he coached somewhere else, but anyways, pick it up where I left off, right? Woodson headed to Memphis there, and he coached defensive backs there at Memphis, where Memphis won the same amount of games as Auburn. Yeah, Auburn. Auburn won 18 games while he was there, and they won when he was at Memphis. Memphis won 18 games as well in the two seasons that Marcus Woodson was there, combining 60 takeaways, second highest total in the nation. Within that span, the Tigers picked off 32 passes under Woodson's guidance in 2016 and 17, man. And then prior to joining the Memphis staff, Woodson coached the defensive backs at Fresno State. There's the connection, reuniting with Jordan Peterson here at Kansas State. Again, Peterson, for those of you who have not heard the Peterson episode, go back and check that out. Peterson was at Fresno State as well. Woodson helped lead the Bulldogs to the 2014 Mountain West Conference Championship game and a berth in the Hawaii Bowl. And along the way, coach safety Deron Smith to an All-Mountain West Conference first team accolades before being selected by the Cincinnati Bengals in the sixth round back in 2015 there as well. He's also a DBs coach there back at Charleston Southern from 2009 to 2013 as well. Woodson was a two-year starting safety at Ole Miss prior to his playing career, playing cut short by an injury just before his senior season back in 2003. During his time as a player, the Rebels advanced to four bowl games. And right now, as a senior here at Corners Podcast, Ole Miss is still in the college football playoff. They'll be taking on a rematch of Georgia this upcoming weekend. He's gone to the Cotton Bowl, Music City Bowl, and two more trips to the Independence Bowl as well. And Marcus Woodson from Moss Point, Mississippi, where he obtained his bachelor's in political science with an emphasis in criminal justice from the University of Mississippi back in 2003. He was selected for the Senior Leadership Unity Council. Obviously, Woodson has a wife and two sons there as well. So there you go on that, Marcus Woodson. it's hard not to say Marcus Freeman there as well. But I've done a good job. I've done a good job of that. But K-State got more depth, more experience on the staff yet again. Three consecutive defensive coaches within a 48-hour span, and that doesn't even include Christian Ellsworth, who is your new quarterback coach there as well. So I'm going to try to upload these in order. So definitely, you want to make sure you tap into this podcast. Colin Klein is rapidly filling out the rest of his staff heading into his first full year as the newest head coach at Kansas State. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas sports. You can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. we're gonna have a chance to record Kansas State content again. iTunes, Spotify, y'all know what it is. Amazon, wherever this is your favorite podcast there. Make sure you do rate us 4 or 5 stars, preferably. We don't want to be famous for it, but it helps out the purpose of it. Want to help out other K-State fans find out more, if they have not already, about the Pearl Project Podcast. It's everyday podcast, daily podcast, and we'll be coming at you on Christmas as well, at least with an episode, probably 2 at this rate, as we start getting these coaching episodes out. And I'll have, I'll try to squeeze in a soccer episode before taking off for a little while. And this is to see some other friends and family here, and then pick up here a little bit. Yeah, we're taking advantage of this time to get some content out or record content so we can have it out for you guys while you're taking a break during the some family time during the Christmas holiday. So definitely, if this podcast crosses Christmas, which it will probably more than likely. Merry Christmas, K-State Nation. Hope everyone's having a safe and merry holidays here as we are fastly approaching the end of 2025. And K-State head coach Colin Klein fastly approaching, wrapping up his coaching roster here. 4 individuals hired in the last 48 hours as we are keeping our ears to the ground on what's next. For K-State football, obviously, after the surprise retirement of Chris Klieman. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Green coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Marcus Woodson, your new co-defensive backs. I said that wrong. Your new co-defensive coordinator and your new defensive backs coach. Go Cats.